This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Detroit This Morning is officially bankrupt. Its emergency manager, Kevin Orr, could not persuade enough stakeholders to restructure the city's nearly $20 billion in debt.
Each restructuring I've been in, many of them, most of them, as a matter of fact, successful, I've heard the same thing. This is a crisis. The magnitude is huge. How can this ever happen? This is a testament to failure. Not at all. Bankruptcy, from my perspective, for those of us in this business, and restructuring, this is a tool.
Orr says the city's not closing and city services will continue. On Fridays, as the markets open, we check in live with Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So when Detroit files for this Chapter 9 protection, the creditors don't just go away.
No, absolutely not, David. They go right into court. And, you know, the thing is, it's also in the best interest of the city of Detroit to take care of them, because at some point they're going to want to borrow again, and they have to demonstrate that they treat bondholders okay.
Now, Detroit is an interesting case in the way that they've prepared for this bankruptcy?
Well, yeah, that's right. Look, corporate bankruptcy is pretty common. Municipal bankruptcy is not. It's very, very rare. And in this case, the treatment of GO bondholders has national ramifications. And that's because they've had a dedicated stream of revenue that has gone to pay debt service on that bond. The bondholders are going to claim, because of that, that they have a statutory lien. The way the judge rules on that is going to have implications for every municipal bond in the U.S.
And not a lot of precedent for that in Michigan.
No, in fact, no precedent for that in Michigan. And, you know, for that reason, too, we just don't know how it's going to go.
Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.